Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Addressing Vyasadeva, the son of Parashara, Narada inquired, "Are you satisfied by identifying with the body or the mind as objects of self-realization?" Purport. This was a hint by Narada to Vyasadeva regarding the cause of his despondency. Vyasadeva, as the descendant of Parashara, a greatly powerful sage, had the privilege of having a great parentage, which should not have given Vyasadeva cause for despondency. Being a great son of a great father, he should not have identified the self with the body or the mind. Ordinary men with a poor fund of knowledge can identify the body as self or the mind as self, but Vyasadeva should not have done so. One cannot be cheerful by nature unless one is factually situated in self-realization, which is transcendental to the body, to the material body and mind. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadyadeshatarine. One cannot be cheerful by nature unless one is factually situated in self-realization, which is transcendental to the material body and mind. This is a problem we have. We're lacking cheerfulness. The society in general, also us neophyte devotees, we sometimes have this problem. You see? We're lacking in cheerfulness. Sometimes we become despondent. Why? Because we're misidentifying with the material body and mind. So Krishna consciousness means how to get free from this misidentification with the material mind and the material body. Well, we say we're not the body. It's a slogan, very popular ISKCON slogan. I'm not the body. But how much have we actually realized it? To the extent that we're not absolutely, totally blissed out at every minute, you see, to that extent, we're still misidentifying with the material body and the mind. So in other words, we still haven't gotten free of it completely. When we're totally free from it, then amazing things happen. Just like Prabhupada wrote me one letter, he said, "Now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face." Well, I'm still seeing London out there. I'm not seeing Krishna, you see. The deity I can see, but to actually be fully realized, you see, means you can actually experience Krishna directly at every minute, in all times, places, and situations. So I can understand that I'm not there yet. I'm still even after almost 50 years of practice, 47 years, I'm still misidentifying the material body and the material mind, you see. So how do we completely kick it out? That's the challenge we face. How to completely kick it out, completely, 100% kicked out. You see? That's the process of spiritual awakening, Krishna consciousness. Had to completely kick it out. Every thought, every word, every deed in every single situation must be absolutely pure, completely pleasing to Guru, to Krishna, to the Acharyas. You see? That's the level we have to come to. Absolute purity. Not even the slightest tinge or a hint of a tinge of sense gratificatory consciousness. Pretty high standing. Well, how do you get there? Well, you got to aim for it. That's the first thing. We have to know what we're shooting for. That's the first thing. If we understand what we're shooting for, that's the beginning. Absolute purity. Absolute purity. And then if we learn to see our defects, become very open to seeing our defects. What are my defects? How is it? And what is it? What is it? What coverings do I have that are preventing me from that pure position? Be very open. And that puts us on the right track. It's called being teachable. Completely teachable. Not that, don't you know who I am? I got my Brahman thread. You know, I've been initiated for 15 years. Where are you to tell me anything? Not like that. Teachable. One has to always remain very, very teachable. Always realizing that actually, you know, I'm not fully awakened in Krishna consciousness. I need all the help I can get, wherever I can get it. I desperately need it, wherever I can get it. That kind of mood will put one on the right track. Pretending that perfectional stage. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours and with ever-increasing ecstasy. That stage is possible. It's possible to become a pure devotee, actually. Completely pure devotee. By Prabhupada's grace, by the grace of these great acharyas, we condition souls who are still misidentifying the material body and mind. We can actually achieve that perfectional stage. That perfectional stage is very amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Prabhupada describes it in one place in his purport. Every time I think about it, it just completely blows my mind. As we used to say, blows my mind. Prabhupada said that a devotee who can chant the holy name of the Lord without any offense, absolutely perfect, Shuddhanam, he says, he becomes Jagad Guru. And under his influence, the whole universe becomes Krishna conscious. So that's a very, very high, high position. So the more we can actually feel how we're lacking it, that will help us. We learn this mood from our great acharyas, especially Narottam Das Thakur. It's like that song, although I've come to this human form, my Lord, I've spent my life uselessly, I did not care for Radha and Krishna, so I swallow poison knowingly. Just see the mood of Narada. You see, I'm simply drinking poison because I did not awaken love of Krishna within the heart. He's feeling intense, intense separation from pure love of God. This mood of separation is very much in our Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, this mood of separation. We see this in our acharyas. Prabhupada, in his arrival poem, he said that even though I am designated Bhakti Vedanta, I have no Bhakti, I have no Vedanta. You see? In other words, the more we can actually feel a burning in the heart that I'm not awakened to Krishna consciousness. How can I get out of this despicable, lusty, angry, greedy consciousness I'm in now, you see? The more we can actually lament and feel intense separation from that pure state of consciousness, that will bring us to the pure state of consciousness. It's like Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book, how the more one feels separation from Krishna, the more one is actually in the association of Krishna. The gopis would associate by night, but during the day they went into complete, total anxiety that now Krishna is with the cowherd boys, and we're here without Krishna. They were in total distress, great distress of mind. They were just crying and crying and crying and crying. And then suddenly think, oh, I think Krishna's coming back now. And they would stop crying for a minute, and they say, no, he's not coming back. And they start crying again. You see? That is the highest perfection, Prabhupada explains, this mood of separation. So the more we can feel separated from the pure state, as Narottam teaches us, you see, that will also translate into feeling separated from Krishna, which will bring us closer and closer and closer and closer to Krishna. So these are some of the amazing things we can learn just by reading Prabhupada's books and seriously trying to follow them. There's a whole world out there just waiting for us, the spiritual world. Actually, we're all from there, you know. We're all associates of the Lord from his transcendental pastimes, either in Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha Lokas. We're all associates of the Lord. Each and every one of us have an intimate relationship with Krishna. But now we were so damn stupid. We wanted to try and enjoy separately, you see. Now we're stuck in this ridiculous quagmire. Karma chakra. Oh my God. How can we be so idiotic to give up that intimate, sweet, loving relationship we had with Krishna and come here to try to be a Krishna on our own? By the mercy of Prabhupada, now we're getting some little brains, a little bit of brains. You see, I'm not supposed to be here trying to enjoy this ridiculous mess. I'm supposed to be back with Krishna. When that day will come, we'll all be back with Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada explains in one place, it is the destiny of every single living entity to go back to home, back to God. Eventually, everyone will go back. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. So we are going to get back to that place. But as we say, the sooner the better. Because right now we're suffering unnecessarily anxieties. It's like even Vyasadeva can be suffering anxieties. What is our position? How much we are suffering, lacking that pure state. So why should we punish ourselves? Is that a very intelligent thing? Punish ourselves remaining in this separatist mentality? Pretty damn idiotic. But we were blessed with Prabhupada's books to free us from our idiocy, to free us from our lunacy, and bring us back to sanity. Yes. I must now have no desire except to please Krishna and Guru with my every thought, word, and deed, in every single circumstance. I must kick out everything else. Kick it out. Kick it out with boot. You don't belong here. Just get out. Only pure thoughts of pleasing my spiritual master and Krishna. Pure words reflecting those thoughts and pure actions reflecting those thoughts. That's got to be what I have, where I'm going to be at from now on forever. Is it? So we follow this very simple process that Prabhupada has given us. He said, simple for the simple and difficult for the crooked. That means if we have any difficulties with this process, it's not the problem of the process, it's our own crookedness. I just can't get along with those devotees. Well, that's your own crookedness. You see? To be humble and realize I'm not such a great devotee as I thought I was. Actually a pretty fallen rascal. That's the one thing. I was trained up by Vishnujan Swami back in 71. That was one nice thing about his training. He always called us rascals. We were always reminded, rascals. I remember one thing, he said, that was a rascal something. He used it as an adjective also. If you did something, you did, it was a rascal. You did it in a rascal way. It was very good training, he said. And Prabhupada confirmed, he said, you've been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Dhana Maharaj. One letter he wrote me, he said. So always feel you're a rascal, is that a good? Is it? Oh, I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong. Krishna, help me. Is it? We also have the advantage of great parentage. You may say, well, my excuse, I don't have great parentage, but we spiritually, we have the greatest parentage. Is it? We're in the Prabhupada family. So therefore, we should have something, realization. How much we're properly representing Prabhupada to the world, is it? To each other. That we have to see. We have greatest penitence. So now we have to have to live up to that parentage. We have to purely represent our Srila Prabhupada, purely represent him. Actually, if we can do that, now this movement, Prabhupada said we could take care of the whole world in 18 days. Wow. Why haven't we done it yet? Our impurities are in the way, you see. Our impurities are blocking it. So for our own benefit and for the benefit of all the fallen souls of this universe, we got to get fixed up. Nishta. You see? Got to come to that nishta stage is a very important stage to achieve, fixed up. Prabhupada always said, fixed up devotee. Prabhupada many times he used the words fixed up, you see. Nishta, you see. It's a very important thing. Beginning, you have faith, Shraddha. Then you associate with devotees, you see, sadhu sangha. Then you see what the devotees are doing. They chant, they follow these principles, they get initiated. So you do that. That's called bhajana kriya. Many people can come to that stage. Thousands of people have come to that stage. Now, the next stage is what really separates, we say, the men from the boys, and it's the saying, you see. Or you can say the girls from the women or whatever. That's when you get rid of, that's anartana vritti. That lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy, the laziness, the craziness, the puffed upness, you see. That's what really distinguishes, that's where the neophytes and the advanced devotees, that's where you draw the line, you see. Those who can actually conquer the anartas can just get them out of the way. Okay, Mr. Lust, Mr. Anger, Mr. Greed, get out and stay out, and don't you dare ever set foot in my consciousness ever again. You see? Those who can keep those things out and they never come back again, they're called nishta bhaktas, fixed up devotees. You see? At that point, it becomes very easy to make spiritual progress. Just like you're crossing, just like on my preaching tours, I sometimes go to Santiago, Chile, and then to Mendoza, Argentina. And there's a huge, the Andes, snow-covered mountains, a huge mountain range in between, you see. Now, if you're going to go by bicycle between Santiago and Mendoza, be going up, be wow. Then you get up, it's like going down to Mendoza from the top, you see. So it's like that, you see. Anartana vritti is when you're pedaling up. It's a big struggle to get rid of those anartas. When you actually hit the point, though, then of nishtha, then it becomes very easy from there. You just glide down. It's an easy, from nishtha, it's an easy. Of course, one can still fall down. We read about great acharyas, great devotees who fell from the bhava platform even. But it's still, that's the struggle, to get to finally get through anartana vritti to nishtha. After that point, it becomes relatively easy to go to the various stages. So we should work very, very hard. We should be very fired up to get rid of those anartas, you see. Very, very fired up and determined to get rid of those anartas. We can focus on that and be humble in that regard, realizing I'm not there yet. I still got these anartas. Then we can actually enter that stage where it becomes almost automatic to make spiritual progress. Almost automatic. So if we have a few minutes left, maybe there's some questions. I can try to answer them. Yes, Prabhu? And I may even have some help because I'm a little deaf, but I'll try my... Oh, a microphone, that'll help.
Sorry to say this, but... Every advanced devotee laments that he didn't conquer his mind and body, that is not free from anarthas. And another advanced devotee can understand that. But as a neophyte, it can be very uninspiring. Like you see, sorry for that, you said after 50 years I'm struggling. It's very, maybe, not encouraging for young devotees. For us, so you may...
The neophytes may be uninspired by hearing the lamentation, like Narottam Das would discourage them.
Yeah.
Narottam Das would discourage the neophytes hearing his bhajan.
I mean, you're talking about...
It's interesting.
Your own example, maybe, for example, when you speak about yourself, and, you know, he may discourage youngest, you know, if he didn't make up...
We have any neophytes who are discouraged today by my lecture? If you were discouraged, raise your
in
hand.
In the heart, maybe. Just
I'm just curious if I discouraged anybody. Mm-hmm. Here's one who was discouraged. Okay. All right. So you're speaking on his behalf now. Yeah.
Perhaps.
That's your mercy.
I'm sure you have experienced bliss as well many times and some connection with Krishna as well. So perhaps a little bit some hope for us fallen souls. Sorry.
So this is your great mercy on this devotee here, because he was discouraged to hear about this lamentation. The thing is, it's really a transcendental thing. Prabhupada explains, because the Goswamis were always in this feeling of separation, therefore they were in the highest ecstasy at every minute. So it's a subtle thing. But actually the intense mood of separation is the highest ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. It seems contradictory, but actually it's described in Krishna book chapter number 35. How the Goswamis were in the highest ecstasy, because they're always feeling this separation. So we have to make it clear to the neophytes, please don't misunderstand. And the Krishna consciousness is some thing where you just lament your fallen position. And you can't ever smile or be fired up or whatever. Yeah, we don't want them to misunderstand. But this mood of feeling separation from the perfectional stage, feeling separation from Krishna, actually puts one into the tightest connection. I mean, Prabhupada said he had no love and no devotion. For example. But actually he has the highest love and the highest devotion. He's feeling, the more you feel you're lacking it, the more you have it in Krishna consciousness. So, neophytes, be advised. It's ecstatic process. It's an absolutely ecstatic process. Thank you for pointing it out, helping this neophyte to not get bewildered today. That's your kindness, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a really cool thing. George, My Sweet Lord was a song of separation from Krishna. I really want to see you, I really want to be you, but it takes so long, my Lord, you see. George is lamenting. I'm not able to see you right now, I'm not able to be with you right now. It takes so long. And all the neophytes bought that record in the millions. So even that mood, For the non-devotees, can be attractive. The fact that million is a million-seller record, and it was a song of separation. So there is something even for the neophytes in them. My Sweet Lord proved it. Anything else? Yeah.